The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the words Jesus spoke. The Gospel of the Lord. The prophecy of Ezekiel, given thousands of years ago, where he saw water flowing from the temple, that everywhere that water went, it enlivened everything, was clearly a prophecy about the true temple, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and his pierced side, from which would flow blood and water that would give life to the world. My brothers and sisters, we are made part of that temple, part of the body of Christ. And we drink from the stream of salvation. We drink from our Lord's side above all every time we receive a sacrament. And we are enlivened by that sacrament. And sometimes, you know, if one reception of Holy Communion could make us the greatest saint of all time. And sometimes, you know, reading this, I'm like, okay, Lord, you're purifying the temple during your life on earth. Our bodies are part of the temple of God. I wish you would just make a whip of cords and cast out everything in me that is not of you. But he works gradually and gently in us. You know, every once in a while it's a little bit more strongly. But he normally purifies us little by little for a whole variety of reasons that we can merit the graces that we receive, that we come to understand, okay, Lord, this is you doing it in me. And that we can cooperate with the process. But my brothers and sisters, I was thinking about it. Every single one of you, even those you I know only a little bit, in the years here, I see you going from grace to grace. I see the transformation taking place little by little. And it's beautiful to behold. And he is slowly bringing us to the point where we will become those saints that we're called to be in his way and in his time. And it is above all when we receive him in Holy Communion, when we drink from his side, that he gives us those graces to bring about that further transformation. I'm reading right now the works of St. John of the Cross. And just this morning I read, he said, "There are some times where our Lord touches us, where we are set free from an imperfection instantaneously." And he says, as he brings us to the heights of union with him, there will be times where he touches our soul, where we will receive graces that we would undergo any and every trial for him and out of love for him, just because of that one touch. And we touch him above all in the gift of Holy Communion. And let us ask him today as we receive him, even to envision ourselves drinking from his side, we receive every grace in heaven every time we receive him. And let's ask him to bring about that next step in our transformation.